Let's get back to the Mole Hole with Randy Molman on 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Hey, we're back in the Mole Hole, everybody. My name's Randy Molman. Joining me now on the phone lines, I want to pick up my man Jason. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, Randy, how are you doing?
What's up? Hey, am I allowed? Am I allowed to say where you work and who you are, or am I not allowed to do that on the air?
Oh no, you can do that. Yeah.
Jason Naukey is the principal at Windsor High School here in St. Louis, and if you haven't seen it, dude, you've gone viral.
Yeah, so I've been told.
At prom, when was prom?
Prom was about a month ago, actually.
So it just came out. Or maybe the video came out before that. What did you do? Just kick off the dance? I don't understand. Did they call you out? Did you say you were coming out? It was hard to tell in the video. All I know is you were dancing up a storm, my friend.
Well, yeah, it's been one of those things. I've been at Windsor now for 8 years.
Yeah.
And over those course of those 8 years, there's been a time or two, whether it's been at a pep assembly or a homecoming dance or a prom or what have, that the kids had found out that I could bring out some of my old school moves from my old breakdancing days.
Man, you can still get down on the floor and everything. You were spinning, doing the whole works.
Well, you know, you got to bring that old school stuff out every once in a while.
Did I detect a little bit of a robot?
Yeah, you did. You did detect a little bit of a robot. Yes.
Jason Naukey, president. Hold on. Let me tell everyone where they can find this. You got to. So if you go on Facebook or you go, I posted it on Twitter also. If you go out and just look up Windsor High School principal Jason Naukey, Naucke. He cuts a rug on the dance floor in front of the entire prom crowd. And I'm telling you, and it went viral. Everyone's watching it. You are now, I believe, I don't know this for sure, but I do think you are now the coolest principal in the United States.
Well, it's a really cool, thank you. It's a really cool school, and it's a great school. It's a great community. And so it's just nice to be associated with it.
Jason Naukey joining us. You've got to check it out. Either Google it, search it on Facebook, search it on Twitter. I put it up on Twitter. But my man Jason Naukey breaks out some dance moves on the dance floor at the Windsor High School prom. You said you've been there how long now?
8 years. I just finished. Actually, we had graduation last night.
Yeah.
And we finish up graduation. As you can imagine, you turn off all of your electronic devices as you're doing a ceremony like that. And after the ceremony, I turned on my phone, and lo and behold, I guess off of Facebook, Fox 2, and all of that, the prom video had exploded.
It had. It's on Fox 2's. I forgot to mention that. It is on Fox 2's website as well. Go check that out. And how's everything else going for you? Are you... So what are summers like? Real quick, what are summers like for a high school principal? Do you actually get any time off or no?
What's interesting is it's not that dissimilar from a business world. You get vacation, you get some vacation days, which obviously you take during the summer. But you know, we have summer school, we have planning that we do for the next upcoming school year. So we'll take some days off here and there, but for the most part, we just kind of keep moving on.
Well, Jason Naukey, I am honored to have the coolest high school principal in the land on my show this morning. You're probably the most famous guest I've had.
Wow, that's high praise.
either that or it's really sad.
Well, you know, I do. You're part of my morning routine. So my Friday morning routine is get up and I know that you're on, and so I turn you on and listen and also listen as I drive into work. So I don't know if that's necessarily true, but I'll take that praise.
You are the man. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you calling in, and it's been too long. We got to hook up sometime soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Randy.
Yep. Jason Nauke has gone viral. N-A-U-C-K-E. Look it up. He's on Facebook, on Twitter. He's also on the Fox 2 website. The Windsor High School principal went out on like a three-minute dance at their high school prom, and it went viral. Everyone loves it. And boy, I'll tell you what, he's my age. I've known Jason since college. He and I are buddies from college. And I'll tell you what, he can dance, man. He can move. And I knew that before, but for him to just for him to let loose at prom was pretty cool to see. And it's gone viral. So good for him. Jason Nauke, great guy, principal at Windsor High School. All right, we've got we'll go about 10 minutes here and do some head scratching. It's time for Head Scratchers. All right, we're going to start with, we're going to keep with the school theme. I should have asked Jason this before I let him off the air. I am all for seeing my friends on Facebook post pictures of their kids' successes. I love it. I love to see the family pictures, especially from friends that I've lost touch with on a regular basis over the years. That's what's great about Facebook, is I can see a college fraternity brother who now lives in Florida, you know, post something about his kids, or show pictures of his family. And, you know, to me, that's the cool part of social media, right? Is staying in touch with your friends like that, your old friends like that. And I may get myself in trouble here, but I'm tired of all of the kindergarten graduation pictures and the third grade graduations and the sixth grade what is with all the graduations? When you graduate from high school, that's the graduation. There are preschool graduations? We're now celebrating preschool graduations and kindergarten graduations. I graduated from kindergarten. I can color between the lines. Look, I love to see the pictures of the kids. Don't yell at me. Don't get mad at me. Don't angrily text me. Don't send me Facebook messages. But there's too many graduations now. We don't need graduation ceremonies for every level of school. It's just driving me nuts. I'm scratching my head at that. I am. Yes, we need to celebrate our kids getting to the next grade. Yes, we need to reward them for the great schoolwork they've done. Yes, as parents, we need to laud our children and support them and be proud of them for completing a school year and getting to the next level. But do we really need graduations at every level? I don't think so. I find that to be odd. I just do. I scratch my head at it. My next head scratcher is for you, Cardinal fans. All we heard last year was, who cares about the Cardinals hitting so many home runs? They finished fifth in home runs last year in the league. They don't play fundamental defense. They don't run the bases well. Their home runs, it doesn't matter. And now this year, all you hear from the Cardinal fans is they don't hit enough home runs. Now, the bottom line is the same problems are occurring. Base running mistakes, errors in the field, lapse in judgment, either on the bases or in the field. But pick a side. Do you want them to hit home runs or do you not want them to hit home runs? Last year, we don't need home runs. This year, where are all the home runs? Cardinal fans, pick a side. I personally like hitting home runs. I seem to remember a time when the moniker was chicks dig the long ball. They still do. Home run or no home run, doesn't matter if they're not going to run the bases well and not play good defense. And if that bullpen can't keep a game close. But it's funny to me what the messaging is, and I scratch my head at you Cardinal fans, because every year it's something different. And a lot of times it's the opposite of what it was the year before. Last year, who cares if they hit so many home runs? This year, they're not hitting enough home runs. Okay. Speaking of fan bases, back in about, let's say, August of 2014, when the Kansas City Royals looked like they were going to make the playoffs for the first time in, what, 30 years? That Kansas City Royals fan base was rabid. They were showing up to Kauffman Stadium in droves. Droves, I tell you. What a great atmosphere at Kauffman Stadium. What a great atmosphere in 2015 when they won the World Series. And I laughed at the notion that Kansas City fan had been supportive of that team for the entire 30 years. What's funny to me is that I didn't get any Kansas City Royal fan that said to me, "Oh yeah, man, they're good." So I jumped back on the bandwagon, which is what happened. They jumped back on the bandwagon. And by the way, 30 years of losing, I don't blame you, Kansas City fan. Why would you keep going to games? Especially if management is not showing or at least making an effort to win, which for a lot of those years they weren't. We know that perfectly well as St. Louis Ram football fans. Took 10 years, but the Cardinals, or the Rams, finally started playing in front of half-empty stadiums. Took a while. But can I say, not one single Kansas City Royal fan told me that they were jumping back on the bandwagon. You know what they said? "I've always supported the Royals. I've been supporting them for 30 years. Really? When they were getting 15,000 a game on average? You were supporting the Royals. At least admit it. Well, it didn't take long, KC fan. May 13th, Saturday night game versus the Baltimore Orioles. One of their last home games. They've been on the road for a while. Baltimore, one of the best teams in the American League. Exciting team. Fun team to watch. The Royals are in last place this year. They drew 22,000 fans. Kauffman Stadium was 60% full. Already? You're already back off the bandwagon? After 30 years of not making the playoffs, you go to the playoffs in 14. You win the World Series in 15. And just over a season later, you're done? "No, no, Randy. We've been supporting Kansas City Royals baseball for 30 years. I've always been a fan." You're already done? 22,000 on a Saturday night in May versus Baltimore? Come on. Come on. Great atmosphere. It was funny. I used to call the Kansas City Royals fans last year or the year before the best fans in baseball since August 2014. And now they're not. It's already over. They've already stopped going to games. You would think after 2 years of being in that environment, how awesome it was, how loud it was at Kauffman, and the atmosphere was awesome, that you'd be still filling that stadium. But a year, a little over a year from winning the World Series, and you're already filling the stadium at only a 60% clip? That's it? You're done? Oh, Kansas City fan. Oh, Kansas City fan. My last head scratcher before I go to break. I take that 40 Highway 44 and Shrewsbury exit to head downtown for work. and they've blocked off the ramp to get on to 44. So I got to go all the way down to Arsenal via Lansdowne and go around that way. My point to my scratching my head is, why did you close that ramp at 44 in Shrewsbury? I have seen no work being done. None. And it's been closed for over a month. I have not once seen anyone working on that ramp. They tell me that ramp is going to be closed for a year while they repair that bridge. Where's the work? I don't see any work being done. Why'd you close the ramp? That happens all over St. Louis. How long did it take to fix that Kings Highway and 40 bridge? Or 44 bridge? Why does it take so long to get these projects started? Look, I respect those of you in the construction industry that go out and actually work every day. I mean, you guys are really working. I am the girliest of girly men. I do not do any physical labor. And I respect those who do. But how about we do it? Get out there and work on that bridge. I don't want 44 in Shrewsbury to be closed for a year if you're not going to work on it. I scratch my head at you. Get to work. I want my exit back. I know, first world problems. Sorry. All right, those were head scratchers for today. We're going to take a break here at the top of the hour. We're going to enter the Boulevard Brewing Company sports segment, and joining me will be Easton Leonard from MLB Mayhem. We're going to talk Cardinal baseball coming up next here in the Molehole.
This is Doug Vaughn, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, KPNT, HD2 Collinsville, and Inside STL St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.